The Fraser Institute ranks Florida 25th on this year's Economic Freedom of North America Index, down from 22nd last year and down from 3rd in 2006. The report only reflects data through 2010 before Governor Scott's administration began, and Florida Gulf Coast University economics professor Dean Stancil says he expects Florida to rise in the rankings next year due to Scott's conservative fiscal agenda. State lawmakers heading into the 2013 legislative session in March could for the first time in 5 years not be facing a budget shortfall. Stancil says what lawmakers do with any projected surplus will be key to Florida's future level of economic freedom.
And that's one of the biggest challenges that I think, in a sense, politicians face and those who want to try to hold their feet to the fire is when the money's pouring in, which frankly it isn't yet, but when you have these surpluses, you know, what do you do with them? There's such temptation to spend it on existing programs or start up new programs. And in fact, what we need to do really is either cut taxes or put some aside for a rainy day so that when the inevitable recession comes again, which essentially we're kind of still in one, we'll have some money set aside to cover the spending needs that don't go away and, in fact, get worse during recession.
Tennessee, South Dakota, and Delaware came in at the top of the rankings, while Vermont, New York, and Rhode Island came in at the bottom. John Davis, WGCU News.